This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. On the second day of his visit to Assam, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a plenary session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 summit this morning. Earlier, the Prime Minister stated that the northeastern states will reach new heights of development through his government's efforts. Speaking at the Jhumor Binandini program in Guwahati, Assam last evening, Mr. Modi said that there was a time when the development of Assam and the northeast was neglected.
एक समय था जब देश में असम और पूर्वोत्तर के विकास की भी उपेक्षा हुई और यहाँ की संस्कृति को भी नजरअंदाज किया गया लेकिन अब पूर्वोत्तर की संस्कृति का ब्रांड एम्बेसडर खुद मोदी ही बन चुका है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and heads of missions from around 60 countries also attended the show. Prime Minister Modi has said that his vision is to ensure presence of at least one product grown by Indian farmers in every kitchen of the world. He said that his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products. Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting at Bhagalpur after releasing the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. He released an amount of 22,700 crore rupees as financial assistance. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "This is the first time in the history of the country that whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism." Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions in many countries have expectations from India. Mr. Modi said this is the best time to invest in Madhya Pradesh. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw has emphasized the goal to achieve net zero carbon emissions for Indian Railways with 100% electrification slated for completion in the financial year 2025-26. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to three states starting today. The president will travel to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat during her visit, which will conclude on 1st of March. On the first day of her visit, the president will grace the centenary celebration of the Patna Medical College in Patna, Bihar. India and UK have agreed to resume free trade negotiations between the two countries. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said this while addressing the joint press conference along with the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, has said that India aims to add 50 gigawatt of renewable energy capacity every year in order to meet the target of 500 gigawatt by 2030. Union Minister Mr. Joshi informed that PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana has crossed a milestone with more than 9.5 lakh installations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India has always played an active role in the global promotion and protection of human rights. Addressing the 58th session of United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said that India's approach has been centered on building capacity and strengthening human resources and infrastructure in alignment with the priorities of its partners. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called for new research in the defence sector using artificial intelligence AI technology. Mr. Singh was speaking at the 16th Foundation Day of IIT Mandi in Himachal Pradesh as the chief guest yesterday. The defence minister stated that the country is becoming self-reliant in defence manufacturing, with nearly 70% of defence equipment being produced domestically. Union Home Minister Amit Shah interacted with the youth and children from Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi yesterday under the youth exchange program Vatan Ko Jano. Interacting with the children, Mr. Shah said that in the last 10 years under the Narendra Modi government, Jammu and Kashmir has been transformed. And in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand defeated Bangladesh by 5 wickets in their Group A match in Rawalpindi last night. As a result of this win, both Pakistan and Bangladesh have been knocked out of this tournament, while India and New Zealand have sealed their berths in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.